You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Molly Wood. At the beginning of the pandemic, almost exactly this time last year, we heard a lot of promises about the types of technology that could help us stop the spread of the disease. One of those tech miracles was supposed to be thermal cameras, devices that could read someone's temperature from a distance. Companies bought them in droves, thinking that installing them at the entrances of schools, airports, or offices could stop sick people from entering. But do they work, and did they ever? Connor Healy is the government director at IPVM, a video surveillance research firm. He recently co-authored a study on fever scanning devices and said many have one large flaw.
While we found that they're inaccurate, but not just that they're inaccurate, they're inaccurate in a particular way. The fever cameras are taking a reading of a person's surface temperature each time you get scanned, but they're adjusting that reading before it gets shown to the user who's evaluating whether or not that person should enter a facility. And if the reading's quite low, they'll adjust it up. If the reading's high, they'll adjust it down. The upshot is that this results in reducing temperatures that should be reported as fevers to the normal range and reporting them as normal.
I mean, you're saying it really nicely. It sounds like what you're saying is these do nothing and there's no point in using them. I can't imagine how that would ever produce an effect that would keep people safe if what you were trying to do was keep people with fevers out of a building.
Yeah, well, I can't imagine how it would keep people safe either, but it's more than the fact that they're just not detecting fevers. They're actually actively telling people that their temperatures are normal.
You also noted that some of the companies selling these scanners only got into business in the past year, likely because of COVID. Is that a cause for concern?
Yeah, absolutely. What's quite typical is that they are actually, you know, not manufacturing them. They're buying them from someone else and relabeling them. That is a big concern. Many of these smaller companies would not and have not been able to answer questions about, you know, why their devices might even have a compensating algorithm, because they may well not know.
Should there be some rules? Like, if these are being touted as medical devices or medical grade devices that can keep people safe going back to work or school, should there be more stringent requirements?
So there are rules, and those rules were essentially waived. The FDA said, we're not going to object to new devices coming onto the market because we don't want to impede the supply. It's been almost a year since they said that. There is plenty of supply now, and the rules should be put back into place.
Connor Healy is the government director at the research firm IPVM. On March 4th, the FDA sent warning letters to companies that might be selling unauthorized devices. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.